ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Dewar, Oklahoma, Dragon Field here in Dewar as we get ready for your Class B state semifinal matchup between the top-ranked undefeated Dewar Dragons and your three-time defending state champion, Shattuck Indians. Good evening, everybody. I'm Trent Caldwell, and joining me again, an old face but a new face to our side of things on K101, Mr. Tyler Riggs. How are you, sir?
Oh, man. Doing great. Excited to be here, Trent. Couldn't ask for a better night to play this football game. We were a little worried about maybe some rain, but it has turned out to be a picture-perfect playoff atmosphere.
Absolutely. It's about 44 degrees on the field and not little to no wind, and it is a beautiful football night. It really is tonight, and we have got a good one as this is a third team. This is becoming an annual tradition. These teams met twice the last 2 years in the quarterfinals with Shattuck coming out victorious both times, 62-24 last year, handing Dewar their only loss a year ago, and then 67-0 in 18. This is a hurdle the Dewar Dragons have wanted to get over. They didn't want to meet them this early, maybe in the state title game, but they got them now, and we're going to have to see who comes out on top tonight as we get ready for just what should be a great one, Tyler.
Should be fantastic. You mentioned the hurdle. Dewar, obviously, much talked about the history of never quite winning the state title, never quite climbing the full mountain. And, I mean, the biggest mountain is here with Shattuck. You got to get over it at some point.
Yeah, and that's really what everyone's gunning for. To be the best, you got to beat the best, and that's what Dewar's trying to do here. Led by head coach Josh Bean, his 16th season, 140-55. He's 94-26 this decade. He's the 14th winningest coach in the state of Oklahoma in football. 39 playoff appearances overall for these Dragons. Two title appearances, but no state titles for Dewar. They've been this far. They've been to the championship game in 07 and 85, but this is the first time they've been this far since 2015. So you better believe they're hungry for this one.
And not only that, but just for big revenge on Shattuck. You just mentioned the last 2 years in the quarterfinals, not just beating Dewar, but big wins for Shattuck. I mean, absolutely emphatic. So you mentioned the target is there. Shattuck knows it, though. They've been here 1,000 times at this point, it seems like.
Yeah.
They're ready.
And they are ready, and they are led by a first-year coach this time, Coach Troy Bullard stepping down. He's still an assistant on this team. But Coach Craig Hickson, in his first season, 11-1, taking over for maybe the hardest man in the state of Oklahoma to take over for. Troy Bullard only lost 9 games in his career with 9 titles, 160-9, including the last 3 state titles in a row. That 42-game streak was broken by Laverne this season. But due to some injury, and we're going to have some faces back on the field, including 25, Samuel Long, going to be back for the Shattuck Indians tonight.
Going to be huge for sure.
Yeah, and so we had a chance. We sat down with Coach Craig Hickson. Now, if you're going to take over a program, Tyler, maybe 2020, not the best year to do it. We spoke a little bit with Coach Hickson about the roller coaster that has been 2020 and what it's like taking over the mantle of a program like this and what he's got looking at coming in from these, or as they come in to Dewar here, taking on these Dragons. So we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. We're going to have that interview with Coach Craig Hickson from a little earlier in the week right after this. Do not leave us. We have got a great one here. We've got Dewar. We've got Shattuck. It's our road to the top, the Class B semifinal coming up right after this on K101.
It's Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale. Starting November 30th through December 31st, save up to 50% off any device when you visit our store. You heard right, 50% off in-store. Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale.
Stop by a Pioneer office or call 800-641-2732. Some restrictions may apply.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. We are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about our 5% off discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
We are here with head coach Craig Hickson, head coach of the 11-1 Shattuck Indians, the defending state champion. How are you today, coach?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Now, another great year at Shattuck, your first one as a head man. Now you got a year under your belt. What's been the best thing for you after this year, taking over the reins of this program with so much tradition?
You know, it is an amazing program with amazing tradition. You know, I'm blessed and fortunate to even be here and to have Troy and Tyson Bullard both, you know, helping and giving me ideas and just, you know, those guys wrote the playbook, I mean, on the 8-man football, and, you know, having them helping and having them be a part of it is just amazing.
Now, there's been so much winning at Shattuck. It feels like, you know, it's the same team every year almost, just different names in the back of the jerseys, but it's not always exactly the same. What makes this particular group stand out to you? What are the strengths of this Shattuck team?
You know, there's several of them that have been starters since their freshman year, a bunch of them that have started, especially the offensive line, since their sophomore year. And they're still just, I mean, the offensive line is just now juniors. So, I mean, they've had a year of experience as a state championship team. And then I think that's our strength is our offensive line. And, you know, they've got the blocking schemes down perfect. They communicate well, and not to mention we have some pretty tough runners right behind them.
Yeah, now you might have inadvertently picked the toughest year ever to take over a program. You step in for one of the best 8-man coaches anywhere ever. Then you lose some Division I athletes, John Bay, Brandon Gurton. Then COVID hits. Then your quarterback goes down with what looks like a season-ending injury. What has been the most challenging thing for you to overcome this year?
Yeah, the COVID has been it's been horrible, and it's mainly because it's contact tracing. We went through the first – luckily, we had the bye that first round of the playoffs, but we lost about a third of our team for the first two playoff games that we played in, and it wasn't the same third. It was different kids each week that were out just because of that. In fact, we had a speech tournament or debate tournament, and some kids rode in the school Suburban too, and some of my athletes were in that, and they got contact traced by a kid that's not even on the team, and so they had to sit out for those games.
Now, starting quarterback Samuel Long, great moment last week. You managed to get back on the field. You drive, you get inside the 10, he gets that carry for a touchdown. What was it like on the sideline after that moment?
Oh, very exciting. I tell you, that's one thing. Shattuck's sideline is constantly excited. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. The coaches are excited. The kids are hooping and hollering the whole time, and, I mean, it's a big moment, and it doesn't matter if it's a tight ball game. It doesn't matter if, you know, we're up on somebody. It's the same excitement level when somebody crosses that goal line.
How tough was the recovery process on Samuel, thinking maybe he's out for his senior year, then hearing, okay, can play again, and now back on the field? How difficult has that been for him?
It was difficult at first because, you know, you always think the worst when you talk about knee injuries, and, you know, you don't really know what to expect. You don't know if – you know the kid's brokenhearted. You know it's his senior year. You know he wants to play and wants to be there. And he was kind of carrying the team for the first half of the season. And, you know, luckily, Laverty stepped up, and he's really stepped up and carried the team. And so now we kind of have that combination of those two in the backfield. And it's really great to have Samuel back.
Yeah, and you mentioned it. Caden Laverty, stepping in, he's been really electric out there. One of the best players in the state no one really talks about. What stands out to you about Caden as a player?
Just his toughness. I mean, he refuses to go down. He runs as hard as he could possibly run when he's got the ball in his hand. You know, he's just tough. I mean, I've seen him take hits. I've seen him give hits, and, you know, things that you're thinking, oh, he's going to need a break because that was pretty tough. But, you know, he just pops right up like it's nothing and keeps on going. His work ethic is just amazing.
Now, you got undefeated Dewar coming in next. You beat them big 2 years in a row in the quarters, so they're going to have this one circled. What are you expecting from Coach Bean's Dragons this time around?
You know, they're going to be tough, and they like to try to just line up and run over you, and they'll have a couple, you know, quick hitting plays and things like that, but they're gonna try to line up and run us over.
Now you got Joey Fowler, is probably the favorite to be player of the year in Class B right now. He's got almost 2,000 yards passing, 3,000 yards all-purpose. 70% of his passes are being completed. Now you saw last year, you guys saw Braden Gilbert, another prolific passer. How do you plan on slowing down Mr. Fowler Friday night? Is it going to look a lot like what you guys did to Regent Prep last year?
We've been working a lot the last couple weeks on disguising our coverages, bouncing back between a man coverage, a man free or a zone, and kind of trying to make it all look the same. And I think that helps because Dewar's, you know, their offense, they like to go out and line up, and they like to call the play based on how you line up. So they're trying to predict what we are in, and I think this is going to help us a little bit this week if we can kind of confuse them and make them get out of their game plan.
Now, we talk of this year has been a bit of a roller coaster for everybody, but you had to pull off something I bet very few coaches have had to this year. Your son, Kale, who's an assistant, got married during the season. Now, how difficult was it for you and for him planning a pandemic wedding during the football season?
It was easy on our side because, all the women in our families took over and took care of all those things. I think the biggest thing we had to do was stay up late at night and help decorate the church because we had football on our mind the whole time. I mean, he's grown up being a coach's kid, and that's just what we do. And so football was the priority until Saturday. Well, I guess until Friday. Until Friday night when the game was over. The second the game was over, it became the wedding priority.
Well, that's wonderful. I hear a gold ball makes a pretty good wedding present. So this team looks like they got the tools to get that done again. Congratulations, Coach Hickson. It's a great team. It's a great season so far. And good luck to you Friday night. And thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Strict attention to detail. That's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. It's how we maximize performance, increase strength, and give you the dependability you demand. We engineer our equipment precisely at every level. It's what makes us a leader. Save up to $11,000 on construction equipment or get 0.99% APR financing for 72 months. Now through December 31st, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
This holiday season, great gifters split the cost with Zelle, together with Bank 7. Easily split the cost of a group gift using Zelle and give the big gift they really want. Use your Bank 7 mobile app to send, request, or split money with family and friends. To learn more, visit bank7.com or call 800-259-0921. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Data rates and transfer limits may apply. Member FDIC.
Back here in Okmulgee County for your Class B state semifinal right here in Dewar. The Dewar Dragons taking on the Shattuck Indians. Frank Caldwell, Tyler Riggs here joining us. Both teams getting ready to take the field and doing the old COVID at the middle of the field where they send one captain out. They don't send everybody out. So right now we're having the coin toss on the field as we get ready to start this one. And a couple things we want to look out for as we get ready to get back into here. Some of the matchups, the biggest one it might be, Samuel Long versus that injured knee. He's played on it one time. He didn't really look any worse for wear last week. It really looked like old Samuel Long was back, and it was a great moment watching him get that carry, get into the end zone, and get back on the field. A guy that wants to play at the next level, a guy that probably should, you know, hopefully this doesn't hurt his chances, and is going to be out there helping this team. And you better believe he's that one loss they had, he wanted to be out there more than anybody.
Oh, no doubt. We talk a little bit about off air. You know they've heard about that loss since it happened. I mean, it has been drilled into them every practice at this point. And, the end goal is still reachable, though, right? The end goal for Shaq is a goal ball. Anything less is a failure. It's still here, and they know tonight. Samuel Long, Trent, to be honest, if he was at 75%, we're not going to be able to know it because he's going to go throttle out there.
There will not be half speed for Samuel tonight. And when we say loss, we talk about the Laverne 50-16 loss. Yeah. But if it was anybody else, we wouldn't even be mentioning that. It would just be a blip on the radar. But we're so used to them winning every single game that it stuck out a little bit. And I guarantee they came into these playoffs, you know, not having been inside that locker room. I bet they've been focused on getting back and doing what they got to do. And they get a familiar foe here in Dewar, somebody they've seen the last couple of years. So we're looking at we're looking at a game between a couple teams. Dewar wants to make the leap. Again, haven't been this far since 2015. Shattuck hasn't not been this far since 2016. So a little bit of a flip side of these two teams coming in. And Dewar, as we were talking a little bit before, likes to watch film. This is a good film-watching team. We were talking a little bit with the PA guy before, who's also the head coach's brother, about how much film these guys watch on Dewar. And they think they got something special here. They think this is a special group of seniors that's going to come in, and they think they believe they can get this done tonight. And Shattuck believes every week they can get it done.
Oh, absolutely. And another thing for Dewar that's interesting that we also brought up in that conversation is just the fact that you get a home semifinal game. It's such a unique opportunity, at least in the current times, leading leading up to this. So right. You see the energy already from the crowd as they're getting introduced now.
And Shattuck's going to kick off, it looks like, as Dewar's running on the field with their American flag right now. Dewar's in all black. Shattuck's in all white with the red helmets. And Dewar's going all black with the orange and numbers on there. But some of the other matchups you want to look at, Dewar's defense only giving up 6 a game. They've not given up more than 18. They've got 5 shutouts. Shattuck's offense averaging 46 points a game. So something's got to give tonight.
It's something has. At Tyndall Lean, Trent, I think the offense will give either way tonight, and you're going to see some points. But, you know, we were talking about, too, is this truly the best pure passer maybe that Shattuck's seen to this point with Joey Fowler and just what he could do, you know, with the ball on top of his athleticism?
That's right. Joey Fowler, he is the prohibitive, I guess he'd be the leader in the clubhouse for player of the year in Class B. He's got 1,883 pass yards, 1,582 rush yards, and 58 touchdowns this year. He's been a machine for them, and it's his senior year, and this is the game he wants. So Joey Fowler going to have to step up big, because I'll tell you what, Braden Gilbert looked confused last year, and he was one of the leading passers of all time in Class B in his career. So you better believe Tyson Bullard's defense has got something dialed up for Mr. Fowler that's going to try to confuse him and get in his head a little bit, and he's going to have to respond to that. So here we go. Shattuck going to kick off, going right to left, back to Dewar's going left to right again. Dewar in the all-black, Shattuck in the all-white with the red helmets, and Jesus Hernandez going to do the kicking duties. And back deep for the Dragons is Calum Carter. Here we go. Here comes the kick and the Class B semifinal underway. Hernandez is kicking a bounce at the 25. Take a Shattuck bounce and go out of bounds right around the 20-yard line over towards the sideline. So pretty good kick to start things off for the Indians. And that's another thing, Tyler. Special teams does not suffer for the Shattuck Indians. They can kick it as well, but they're going to call a false start, actually, on Dewar. So it looks like somebody moved, but they're saying Dewar's got the ball at the 35 now.
Wonder if they said it maybe went out of bounds over there. Tough to see with that line. It just might have trickled out of bounds on them. That's tough for Shattuck, because as you mentioned,
yeah, it looked like it was inside a great the kick. 20. It's on the far side of the field over by the 20. They are going to call out of bounds, and they're going to mark it back 5 yards, though, for the false start. So the 35 instead of the 40-yard line. And here come the Dragons. Mr. Joey Fowler at quarterback. Sean Maxwell, you're back. Your receivers, Thomas Brownfield, James Bryson, Marshall Bean, coach's son at tight end. There goes the snap to Joey Fowler. This is the give to Maxwell. Left side, takes it up inside right across the hash. Picks up a quick 8 yards. And quickly, Dewar getting an 8-yard pickup. Going to bring up, they're going to mark him down a little bit. They're saying his knee was down, so it looks like 7 yards.
That's something that Maxwell is going to do, a quick, nice 1-2 punch.
No huddle. Quick snap to Fowler. Second and 3. Give is to Maxwell. No, he keeps it. Fowler keeps it around the edge. He's got a little room. He's got to beat Caden Laverty to the hole. And Joey Fowler, just like that, touchdown, Dewar Dragons. Quickly. And right 40 from the 42 where they placed the football, that's going to be a 58-yard touchdown run for Mr. Fowler.
And what a read there by Joey Fowler. Looked like, as you mentioned, the handoff was going to go to Maxwell again. He pulls it at the last second, Trent, and you talk about some hard running. Once Fowler saw that grass, he was into the next gear.
6-0, and the no huddle catches the Indians off guard. They were still moving around. We didn't even get to do the entire starting lineups. The offensive line for these Dewar Dragons, Baylor Selby's your center, and Ryan Beals at left guard. Micah Cloud and Taylor Maldonado will rotate in that right guard position. Right now, Cloud is out there. 4-2, he's got Maxwell to his right. Fowler in the shotgun, quick snap. He's going to throw it off. That's in the corner of the end zone to Trent Brownfield, and the two-point conversion is good. And quickly, Shattuck down 8-0 in this one with 11:32 left in the first quarter. So Dewar strikes first blood. Shattuck's going to get a chance to answer after this. Don't leave us. We'll be back after this at 11:32 left in the first quarter. Dewar leads 8-0 here on our road to the top on K101.
It's Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale. Starting November 30th through December 31st, save up to 50% off any device when you visit our store. You heard right. 50% off in-store. Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale.
Stop by a Pioneer office or call 800-641-2732. Some restrictions may apply.
Back here in Dewar, the Dragons in two plays in roughly 30 seconds are leading this game 8-0 quickly, and we saw a little bit of Joey Fowler's legs there, Tyler.
And not only that, sending a message are the Dewar Dragons that battle up front, Trent, they're going to bring it to Shattuck tonight. We talked about the defenses for both teams being there and that some had to give way early on, it looks like it might be the offenses here starting to rack it up. We'll see how Shaq responds.
So now back deep, Caden Laverty going to be the deep man. And Trent Brownfield's doing the kicking duties. Duer actually has a kicker on their roster. Brett Hayes is just listed at the kicker. He is not currently kicking. And Brownfield quickly, they run quickly to the ball and then do that fake onside kick. And now they back up and get back in their positions as Shattuck quickly also comes together to try to stop that. Here goes a little pop-up kick. And it's going to go right to the 45-yard line. And the Indians going to be dragged down instantly as that was caught, I believe, by number 11, Andrew Thomason. And that's going to be where Shattuck takes over just across their 40, starting now at the 41-yard line. The Indians will take over, and they're going to start with Caden Laverty is going to be at quarterback, but Samuel Long is too. So it looks like Samuel's going to start, and Laverty's going to start at running back. I can see the play call sheet on Samuel's arm. Receiver is going to be Jaden Fraser and Jalen Cummings. Also, Andrew Thomason, your tight end. And out now. Now we're looking at far left side. One receiver snapped to Long. He takes it up off tackle. It's blasted immediately after he picked up maybe a yard. And again, that Duer front beats that Shattuck front at the point of attack. And Samuel's still able to get a quick yard on that one. Going to bring up second and nine now for the Shattuck Indians.
Yeah, that's Baylor Selby there for Duer. Just getting down, getting dirty, and as you mentioned, just blowing that play up from the jump. Big nose guard number 25 getting it done, and that's the physicality matchup we're seeing early here.
Cummings out wide left. Farce Laverty's in the backfield right now. It's going to be an option play. Snap to Long. Pitch outside to the other side. Takes it around the edge. Cuts it up inside Laverty, and he's drugged down after a pickup of about five. Going to bring up, looks like about four there. So going to bring up now be a third and five here. Third and four.
We're going to call it. Third
ball's
down.
Right at midfield, right by the D of Duer. So it looks like a third and four for Shattuck here, right at midfield, trailing 8-0 with 10:30 left in the first quarter.
This is where Shaq's going to have to succeed all night, I think, Trent, right here, this third and kind of mid-range to short situation.
Cummings wide near side, one back in the backfield. It's Laverty. Long in the shotgun. Laverty to his right. Snap to Samuel Long. He looks to throw. He looks downfield, middle of the field. He's got a man open deep. It's Jaden Fraser. There's nobody down there. He grabs it. Outstretched hands. What a catch. All the way down to the 10-yard line. And that was a heck of a toss. And that's where they missed Samuel Long.
Oh, my. The deep threat for sure. Jaden Fraser. You're talking about the layout, Trent. That was just, I mean, full body into that one. Wrapped up. And Fraser came up big emotion after that.
He is inside the 10, looks like right about the 10. They're going to mark him. So first and goal, Indians. And that was a fingertip catch by Fraser. Just hauling that in harder than it looks. And he was wide open deep. Now Long in the backfield. He's got Laverty to his right. Cummings wide, near side. There goes a snap to Long. Around the right side, off tackle. Gets stuck again as that front of Duer coming up big and stuffing Samuel Long. Up front for the Indians, Chris Jones, Jesus Hernandez, and Emmett King are your linemen. And defensively for the Dragons, your linebackers, Sean Maxwell, Tyler Maldonado. Your DBs, Joey Fowler, Thomas Brownfield, and Caleb Carter. And up front, James Bryson, Baylor Selby, and Marshall Bean. And they are good. It's a good defensive line for Duer, and they're used to dominating. And you can see right now, especially up front with Selby, he is a load at that nose tackle spot.
Oh, no doubt.
Two receivers, twins, far side, far right side. Laverty now to the left of Long. He's in the shotgun. Shotgun snap. He follows Laverty up inside, cuts it back inside towards the middle of the field, and Greg, he picks up a couple, trying to follow his blocks, and he's going to be about 5 yards short of the goal line. Going to bring up a third and goal from the roughly the five-yard line.
And Shaq's just trying to chip away at that front right now, Trent. That right there, that couple yards was the most success they've had so far. You know it's early, but you could tell, as you mentioned, it is tough sledding against Selby and Crew.
Yeah, the Duer defense really making them earn it here. Now third and four and a half. Twins receiver, same formation, far side on the right. Laverty's now the quarterback. Long to his left. He fakes the give to Long. Laverty's just going to take it up inside. Touchdown, Shattuck Indians from 4 yards out. They put Laverty back at QB, and Shattuck with the answer, 8-6. Now Duer in front with 8:40 to go in this first quarter. And that's what they can do. Laverty's an explosive runner. You cannot just hit him. You've got to wrap him up, or he's going to take it to the house line. That time, really good blocking up front. Chris Jones and Hernandez making a big hole there for Laverty.
Not only that, they stuck Miguel Gomez in there with some extra size. Young sophomore did some hard work to be able to push her. Excuse me, Emmett Keene pushed through pretty hard there.
That's right. Emmett King, he's on that left side there. There is Laverty in the gun again. Oh, low snap. He has to corral it. He's just going to cut it inside. Spin move. Did he get in? The last spin move by Laverty. Liberty, and we are tied with only 8:40 in the quarter. It is 8-8. Might be setting up a classic here, Tyler Riggs.
Oh, both of them have come out with energy, no doubt.
Well, don't go anywhere. Class B semifinal knotted up at 8. Doer 8, Shattuck 8. Back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. We are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about our 5% off discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
Welcome back, everybody, to Okmulgee County. Doer 8, Shattuck 8 with 8:40 to go. And quickly, two scores on the board. And if we're looking at that all night, this could be an explosive evening.
I'd have to do some hard math, but if I tried to match up the pace with the score early on here, we could be looking at one of those 100-100 ball games. But no, it's been impressive. These two offenses right now, Trent, are really just digging deep and getting after it. Obviously, you mentioned Samuel Long, having him back. That big deep throw to Jaden Frazier, just huge on that drive for Shattuck.
And that's what they didn't have against the Tigers, that deep threat. And they have now opened the field up, and we're tied at 8. So let's see if the defense can answer. Hernandez kicks it deep all the way back to Carter Field, and right about the 5-yard line. He's going to take it out. He's going to go far side around the left edge over towards the orange marker down there, and going to be taken down right across the hash at approximately the 33-yard line. And that's where the Doer Dragons are going to take over, first and 10.
See what Shaq does to answer here. Obviously, Joey Fowler mentioned his passing prowess, but you talk about with the stats, he's a great athlete, likes to run the ball first. That's just his mindset. And on that first drive, he exposed it just a bit.
He's deceptively fast. He doesn't look like he's moving that quickly, right. But as you watch everyone try to chase him down from behind, he really puts distance between everybody. In the shotgun, he's got one receiver near side to the right. It's Brownfield. One back in the backfield to his right. It's Maxwell. And now he's going to audible, looking towards the sideline. Is that no huddle for Doer, trying to confuse the Indians? And defensively, Shattuck likes to shift around. This time they stayed home. The gives to Maxwell. And we got a flag on. We might have our second penalty of the game here. And it looks like somebody jumped for the Dragons. But we'll see if somebody made them jump.
We do have a delay.
Yes, delay of game. Didn't get the playoff. I thought it was going to be a motion penalty. So they're trying to audible, as there's no play clock that I can see.
Yeah, as I was peeking around, didn't quite see it. Apparently the Dragons didn't see it either, right?
So. They may need to invest in one, because that was a big penalty. Now it's going to be first and 15 from about the 26-yard line now.
Fowler brings the troops.
Looks like 27. There goes the snap to Fowler. He's looking left far. Nobody open, so now he looks back right. Now he does a ball fake, pump fake, deep downside to Bryson, who's got the ball at the 50-yard line. As he looks everybody away left, throws it back to James Bryson on the right, and that's going to be a first down at the 45-yard line of the Shattuck Indians.
And it was a great adjustment by Bryson. It was originally a stopper out there about 5 yards. He realized his quarterback had nowhere to throw, just snuck out behind the defense and got one.
Quickly to the ball after that 27-yard play. Now the give to Maxwell up the middle. Makes a man miss. Now Laverty's trying to wrap him up. He's hit by Long and finally driven down after a pickup of about 3 or 4 that time for Sean Maxwell.
He's a load. You're going to have to put 2 or 3 bodies on him every time he touches that ball.
Defensively for the Indians, Chris Jones, Emmett King, Jaden Frazier up front. Your linebackers, Andrew Thomas and Jesse Gibson. Your secondary, Caden Laverty, is going to be at safety tonight. Jalen Cummings and Samuel Long, your corners for the Shattuck Indians. And quickly, again, they're confused. The Shattuck defense running around a little bit. Doers quickly to the football. Fowler in the gun. 2 receivers wide each side. Snap to Fowler. Option play. Pitch out to Maxwell. Near side. Guts inside. Gets it to the edge and is driven out of bounds. Right around the first down marker. It's going to be, looks like it's going to be enough to give him a first down. And first and 10. Doer moving the football again.
It's just the pace right now, Trent. They are track beating. Doer's one to run. And Shaq's trying to keep up.
Yeah, it's 7:35 still in the first quarter. Doers only run 3 plays. Quickly to the ball again. Fowler, shotgun. Maxwell to his left. 1 receiver wide each side and motion. That time, Doer got a little ahead of themselves, and there was motion up front. A little bit of miscommunication by the Dragons. Going to push him back a little bit here.
Well, that's, you get to the state semifinal like this, you cannot afford those mental mistakes on either side.
8-8, 7:35 left in the first quarter, and Doer driving. A couple penalties this possession, or they'd be 10 yards closer. Right now they're at the 35 of Shattuck. Again, quickly, one receiver wide each side, Bryson near side, Brownfield far side, Maxwell to his left. It's going to be a quick flat to Maxwell. He gets a block on the outside by Brownfield, takes it around to the edge and driven out of bounds for another five-yard pickup. And they are gashing Shattuck a little bit at a time.
Not only that, give Shattuck a dose of their own mess and get your athletes in space and let them work. And that block by Brownfield, like you mentioned, phenomenal on the edge.
Receivers do a really good job of blocking for this Dewar team. Now Fowler quickly, one receiver wide each side, same formation, fakes the give to Maxwell. He's going to keep it. He looks to throw. He's bottled up. Shattuck's got him in the backfield, but he makes everybody miss and gets the edge. And Fowler with a great move. Looks like they had him pinned in for a sack. Instead, he takes it to the edge, but we got a flag on the field, and that's more than likely a hold.
Yeah, it looks to be in that area. Wouldn't be surprised.
Fowler is exciting. You've got to make sure you rein him in, and it looks like Selby's coming up hurting. He's let his shoulder down. Looks like he's favoring that left shoulder is Baylor Selby, the center. He's going over and talking to the coach. Oh, there he goes.
Maybe a bit of a stinger there. He's walking it off. So.
He's got to be tough because he's got no sleeves on. And his last week he had his stomach out, so he does not feel the cold, Mr. Selby. He is tougher than me and you. It's a second and 10 now for Dewar and Shattuck. The first stop of the game is that play got moved back after the hold. Going to bring up second and 10 now from the 30-yard line. There goes the give to Maxwell. It's blown up in a big-time play in the backfield. The Shattuck Indians, number 62, Chris Jones, and they need him. He can be an exciting player and wreck a game up front there. And that time, Mr. Jones with a loss of about five on that play.
Yeah, Jones and King, the juniors for Shattuck, going to be huge. We talked about Selby. I mean, they're going to be just as big on the flip side of that, trying to dominate the line.
Quickly comes the Dragons again. No huddle. Shotgun snap to Fowler. He rolls to his right, looking downfield. He's going to throw back across the middle of the field. Had a man open, couldn't quite get him. A little extracurricular activity as Caden Laverty lets him know he's here. That was intended for Marshall Bean. Threw it over his head. And had him open for a second, but that's always a dangerous throw at any level, rolling to your right, thrown back across your body that way.
Well, and a rare misfire from Fowler. We mentioned off air, he's got some good touch to him. I mean, really does, so it's kind of surprising to see that one.
8-8, your score, 6:36 left in this quarter. And now Joey Fowler's getting all his plays from the sideline. There is no huddle going on for the Dragons. Bryson near side, Brownfield far side wide, Maxwell to his left. Fowler in the shotgun, moving up front for the Indians, trying to get in. Fowler drops back. He's got nowhere to go. He's just going to take off. But no, he's still looking downfield. Throws it to his left and finds a falling down on the far side. Brownfield, first down and about five more. And that's going to set up just outside the red zone, it looks like. Or just outside the 10-yard line. I'm sorry, inside the red zone. 15-yard line, first and 10. Dewar Dragons. Tied at 8. Fowler again in the gun. Shotgun snap. The give is to Maxwell. He goes near side and he's bottled up again. And the Shattuck Indians in the backfield. That time it's Jaden Frazier.
Well, we mentioned Jones and King, but how about Jaden Frazier? He wants about defensively an athlete that's got to make some plays tonight. He's going to have about 10 more of those for the Indians.
I thought it was no gain. They're saying he got a yard. He barely got a yard. So now Fowler in the gun again, one receiver wide each side. Maxwell in the backfield. They fake the give. He keeps it, but blown up inside. And that Shattuck defensive line coming up big one more time. And that looks like Big Emmett King coming in and pulling that one off as he drags down Fowler for no gain. Third and nine now from the 14-yard line.
And that Shattuck Indians defense, Trent, started to come alive a little bit after that first drive. You can tell there may be challenge on the sideline there.
Ball in the near hash. Same formation, one receiver wide. Nope, now we've got a slot receiver. Maxwell's not in the backfield. He's in the slot on the left of Fowler. Shotgun snap to Fowler. He looks to his left. Quick hitch by Brownfield on the out. He grabs it, and he's tackled short of the first down marker by about a yard. Nice route by Brownfield. And he is brought down. Looked like Thomason was out there somehow, the backer making that tackle. So they're going to say he's more than a yard short. He's about 3 yards short. Fourth and three. Upcoming big fourth down for Shattuck. They're quickly to the football. Dewar and Fowler saying everybody gets set. Same formation. Slot receiver to his left. One receiver wide left. One receiver wide right. And if Fowler does not like the play, he's going to have to hurry again, and they're going to have to call timeout. So before they get another delay of game, Dewar calls the timeout. 8-8 your score with 5:01 left in this quarter. Back after this at our K101 Road to the Top.
This holiday season, great gifters split the cost with Zelle, together with Bank 7. Easily split the cost of a group gift using Zelle and give the big gift they really want. Use your Bank 7 mobile app to send, request, or split money with family and friends. To learn more, visit bank7.com or call 800-259-0921. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Data rates and transfer limits may apply. Member FDIC.
Back here in Dewar at Dewar Field. It is tied up at 8 in this Class B state semifinal. And it looks like we had a little scoring action. It looks like Laverne was down early, 6-0 in that game, about 13 seconds.
And then heard they
in.
Just went up 8-6 on the flip side of that literally seconds ago. So we got maybe two track meets going on here in Class B in the semifinals trip.
Also, congratulations, the Canadian Wildcats, 33-6 winners over Gunter, the team that knocked them out of ago that they've met seven times in a row. This Canadian team, something special. They're going to move on to Dallas and play for another title in Canadian. So congratulations, Wildcats, there. So 8-8, your score, 5:01 left in the first quarter here in this semifinal. And a big fourth down and four, 3.5 upcoming for the Dragons. One receiver wide left. Maxwell in the backfield. Fowler looks to his tight end. He's under pressure and he's sacked. Big time play by the Shattuck Indians. On fourth down, it's going to be a turnover on downs. Looked like a couple different guys. Chris Jones was back there. Looked like King was in the backfield. As that defensive line of Shattuck coming up big, three or four plays in that
and
drive.
And that pocket, Trent, just disappeared at the snap right there. You mentioned Chris Jones. It looked like it was a hold on whoever was blocking up right there. Still fought through and got the big sack.
Shattuck gets the football back, tied at 8. Big defensive stop by the Indians. And now to the football, Caden Laverty at QB. Long right behind him. One receiver wide each side. They give it too long right around the right side, and Marshall Bean grabs him and rips him down, but not before Samuel picks up a couple, about four on that play. Second and 6. They're calling it 5, so it looks like he got about another half yard there. So second and 5 there for Samuel. And boy, is it good to see him run.
Oh, man.
I mean, he looks healthy. He looks. I mean, can you imagine your senior year, you're out there, you have an injury, you think you may not play again, and a chance, you know, to come on out and you know, end things on top. So, boy, it was emotional last week to watch him kind of run in the end zone and see the joy on the face of his teammates. Now, a quick snap to Laverty to give up the middle again to Long, and they're setting that up, Tyler, because they gave it to Long. He picked up about one. So couldn't bring up a 3rd and 4 for the Indians. Ball now on the 24-yard line of Shattuck. But, you know, they're setting that up. You can see them set up that give, and Laverty's running around on that bootleg on the naked side. And they're going to have to be careful because Caden Laverty's sneaky. You cannot come like a missile up to get him. He's got fantastic balance. And if you just hit him once with your shoulder, he's going to stay on his feet and take off on you. Oh, now we got movement up front, and the Dewar guys are looking, and it looks like Laverty jumped on the play. And it's a little bit of miscommunication. And that's a big penalty for Shattuck with 3rd and 3. Now they're looking at 3rd and 8 upcoming for the Indians.
Yeah, the junior just getting on his toes a bit right there, Trent, and let the momentum take him a bit too much.
Yeah, ball in the middle of the field right around the 20-yard line, just shy of the 20-yard line. And a big 3rd down for Shattuck. Got to stop, but you want to get a couple first downs to the Indians and kind of switch the field position a little bit. Now two backs to either side of Long. He puts one receiver in motion. It's Frazier. He's going to look that way. Now he's going to look back. A little throwback pass to the near side. It's going to be caught by Thomason, but the backside, but quickly to the pursuit. And he is bottled up at the sideline. As the pursuit by the Dewar Dragons knocks him down shy of the first down marker. Only got a couple on that play. So looking out in the flat one way, turning back, throwing it into the flat the other way towards us. And the trick, a little bit of trickery not working. Now the Shattuck Indians going to punt.
Well, and you got to thank Tyler Maldonado there for Dewar. It looked like he had that pursuit, had that bead on it. Had he not read that right, Thompson's probably going for 20, 30 yards on that backdoor screen.
Ball at 21, Fowler back deep. He's standing at the 45-yard line. Frazier to punt. There goes the punt, angled to the right and going to go out of bounds right around. See where they mark it? It was towards the 50-yard line. They're saying it went out close to the 45?
Yeah, it looked like it took a bad dig into that grass right there for Mr. Long.
So not a great kick. And now Dewar going to be set up 8-8 with 2:36 to go in Shattuck territory. It looks they're going to spot the ball at the 42-yard line the Indians. Which means that was a net punt of 22 yards.
You want that one back for sure if you're Shattuck right there.
Tie game at 2:36. Now both teams with a couple, Dewar with a 4 and out, and Shattuck with a 3 and a punt. as they trade possessions. Now the Dragons with the football back in Shattuck territory from the 42-yard line. One receiver wide each side. They love this formation. Maxwell to the left of Fowler's in the shotgun. Shotgun snap to Fowler. He fakes the give to Maxwell. He's going to look left side of Brownfield. He's got long on him. Throws it up in the air. Did Brownfield come away with it? And he caught the football. He had a step on Samuel Long and went up and grabbed it. And the ups by Brownfield. What a play by Trent Brownfield. And now the ball at the 10-yard line, first and goal, Dewar Dragons.
And the touch by Fowler to put that in a spot where only Brownfield was going to be able to come down that one. What a throw.
Or Thomas Brownfield, I'm sorry, I called him Trent. Used to my own name.
Yeah, trying to hype
first
up the Trent. Yeah,
snap to Fowler, the give is to Maxwell, up the gut, and Frazier's going to grab him around the waist and pull him back. Looks like he picked up a couple on the play. So second and goal now. It looks like they can get a first down, actually, from... It looks like the 1 yard line. So they're going to call this, they're going to say he picked up 4 yards on that play. So a lot more than we thought. So second and six now. One receiver wide each side for the Dragons. Shotgun snap to Fowler. They give it to Maxwell up the middle again. Takes it inside. And I think he picked up another 4 or 5. Nope, they're. Yep, they're going to call about, he's about yard short, third and a yard.
And Maxwell just brings that physicality tonight. He is trying to match what Samuel Long is doing on the other side when he's getting that ball.
Well, Spaylor Selby is also getting quickly to the football and stealing off his man there. And Maxwell to the right of Joey Fowler. He's got one receiver wide, and they're going to have to call timeout again. So they can't get it off. The second timeout for the Dragons with a minute 27 left in this quarter. We're all tied up. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back here, tied here in the Class B state semifinal. Dewar 8, Shattuck 8. Back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
When it's more than just your lawn, it deserves the Kubota Z400. Get a head-turning offer on class-leading speed, agility, simple deck height adjustments, and a quality cut. When you need comfort and performance, then you need the professional-grade Kubota Z400. Right now, get the Kubota Z400 mower for zero down at 0% APR for 36 months or save $300 now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
Back here in Dewar, tied up in this Class B state semifinal. Dewar 8, Shattuck 8. Dewar knocking on the door. Big third down upcoming. About a yard away, about a long yard away from that first down. But they can get a first down and not score the touchdown here.
Yeah, that's always a backbreaker as a defense when you get that situation, right? Get the third and short, and then all of a sudden you can sit there and give up another set of downs.
Yeah, set up by that big 30-yard pass play from Joey Fowler to Thomas Brownfield. After the timeout. Now Dewar taking the field, one receiver wide near side. It is Brownfield. He's all wide out here towards us. Maxwell in the backfield, option play. Fowler looks to pitch. And he does pitch it to Maxwell. Nice job by the Shattuck Indians. Denied him the ball to run the football and closed up the pitch. And that looked like Jalen Cummings with a big play there from the corner spot.
Oh, yeah. Had that read the entire way. And that's just great assignment of football there by Cummings. Just to, hey, dial in on your man, wherever the ball's on or not.
That was a 2-yard loss. Bringing up now another fourth and about four, and Dewar couldn't pick it up last time. We'll see what they have in store here. Under a minute to play in this quarter. Clock ticking, tied at 8. Dewar and Shattuck both knotted up right now. One receiver this time, Brownfield far side, Bryson near side, Maxwell in the backfield, Fowler in the shotgun, fourth down upcoming, throws it across the middle field, he's got his tight end open in the end zone and right and behind under the goalpost. That's going to be a touchdown. Dewar, Marshall Bean, coach's son, gives the Dewar Dragons the lead, 14-8.
And just faked that block for a second, then just snuck out to the middle of the end zone, and Shattuck just couldn't identify him. Easy throw for Fowler.
And nice job by Fowler. He looked it off. He looked it to the left at Brownfield and looked right back across the middle of the field. And that time, the timeout pays off. Nice timeout that time by Coach Josh Bean of the Dragons. 14-8. Dewar now leads. They got trips receivers to the left for this two-point conversion. Fowler in the gun. Fakes a snap. Takes it. He's going to take it right up the middle with the run. Did he get in? And they're going to say he did. So the two-point conversion is good. Joey Fowler to Marshall Bean, touchdown, and now the two-point conversion makes it 16-8 Dragons. Don't go anywhere. We got a great game here at Dewar. Back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
It's Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale. Starting November 30th through December 31st, save up to 50% off any device when you visit our store. You heard right. 50% off in-store. Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale.
Stop by a Pioneer office or call 800-641-2732. Some restrictions may apply.
Back here in Okmulgee County, and the Dewar Dragons take a 16-8 lead, 44 seconds left in this quarter. And that time, Mr. Joey Fowler makes the right read, finds his tight end, and now they take the lead again on the Shattuck Indians. And we'll see if the Indians have their answer here shortly as they are back deep to receive. Caden Laverty with his feet right now at the 25-yard line.
You got to think for Shattuck, Trent, you're kind of a little upset you didn't take advantage of after getting that stop on Dewar in that second possession and taking the momentum here, because Dewar, with this home crowd now, it looks like they're kind of riding that energy a bit.
Dewar likes that all run up like we're going to fake onside, kick it, and then stop. They do that all the time. Well, it's been the norm for them, but this time they're going to kick it deep, and they're going to angle it towards the sideline right at Laverty, bounces off his helmet and out of bounds. Took a short stop hop on him, and that's a great kick by Thomas Brownfield. Shattuck now going to be set up inside their own 20.
We saw Brownfield warming up with some different things over there in pregame. We're wondering, like, you know, you mentioned got a kicker on the roster and not using him, and it looks like it's paying off a little bit for Dewar earlier.
Very rarely in eight-man football see a team start that deep after the kickoff. Usually there's a much better field position, so Shattuck got their work cut out for them here, starting their drive inside their own 20. Ball's at the 17-yard line. First and 10, Indians. Twins receivers near side. One back in the backfield. They put Frazier in motion. Jet sweep. Jaden Frazier around the far right side. He's going to try to get the edge. Dives up forward. And a nice pickup that time by Frazier. He picks up another 8 yards. Jaden Frazier having a great football game tonight.
And not only that, some great second-level blocking there by the Indians to be able to even get that one up, you know, for a nice 8-yard game.
They're going to say he stepped out a little shy of that, so second and six. Foot must have been on the line as he was over there towards the sideline. So second or 6-yard gain, second and four for the Shattuck Indians. Ball now at the 23. Again, Twins receivers far side. Cummings wide. Frazier in the slot. Samuel Long puts Frazier in motion. Jet sweep again. They give it to him again. No, Samuel Long keeps it. Nice fake by Long. And that was, I'm sorry, that was Caden Laverty at the quarterback position.
Well, and you mentioned, though, Trent, they had kept setting that up, that dive, and all of a sudden, Laverty just pulls it, and he squeaks through for a nice first down.
Great ball fake. I thought he handed it off, and so did everybody on Dewar. And that's going to be a first and 10 from just shy of the 30-yard line for the Indians. There's 26 seconds clicking away in this quarter. We'll see if they get this playoff. Looks like they're going to. Frazier wide towards us, near side on the left. Laverty to the right of Long. Shotgun snap. Samuel Long following Laverty's block. Good, ducks it up inside. Looks like they almost had him for a loss, but Samuel Long keeps his feet and dives forward just a little bit, picking up a couple yards with 5 seconds to go. And this quarter going to wind down after that play. So that's going to do it for the first quarter. Dewar leads after one, 16-8. But we got a great football game here in Okmulgee County. Do not leave us. Come right back after this. We're back with the second quarter. Dewar 16, Shattuck 8, back on our road to the top right after this.